Welcome, friends, to Weekend with Iser. This is your host, Annette Weiser, and it is First Friday in downtown St. Pete in the Seminole City Center. So much going on. Please visit Let's Go Guide on my LinkedIn and also on the What's Happening. Thanks to our underwriter, Sea Dog Brewing Treasure Island, for supporting the Let's Go Guide and Weekend with Weiser. So let's get right down to it. Friday, lots going on. First of all, I'm going to see Mission Impossible. Cannot wait. That's going to be amazing. And Lilo and Stitch, great movies to see. Up in Dunedin versus Clearwater. Minor League Baseball going on 6:30 Friday, Saturday, May 30th and 31st. On May 31st, I encourage you to visit our friends, Eugenie Bondurant and our lovely Mary Rachel Quinn. Station 12, Studio Improv, end of the season performance. And if those of you who know the acting class from the improv session was shown at the Suncoast Film Festival. Green Light Cinema, our only independent cinema, has some fantastic movies. Please, in this heat, support our friends there. They have great popcorn, too. Saturday, the Oldsmar Saturday Market, the St. Pete Saturday Morning Market, and Paddle for PSEF Pickleball Tournament in Pinellas Park. Madeira Beach Hurricane Expo, 10 to 1, Saturday, May 31st. St. Pete Hurricane Preparedness Day, 10 to 1, Saturday, May 31st. The Wills John Recreation Center. Capybara, chill out. Yes, at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. Those big rats are still there. It's adorable. And the Happy Festival, H-A-A-P-I. That is Go Rowdies, also on Saturday. Watch them beat the South Georgia Torments. There is a Sunday bird hike at Brooker Creek Preserve and Environmental Education in Tarpon Springs. And the Kenwood Sunday Market on Sunday, 10 to 2 at the St. Petersburg High School. Market on Main, the John Wilson Park and Safety Harbor, Corey Avenue, Sunday Fresh Market, and the Bird Show 11 to noon on Sunday with McGowan Nature Park. St. Pete Pride Kickoff Party, yes, on the 2300 and 2400 blocks of Central Avenue. Start your Pride Month in the heart of St. Pete's downtown with an epic kickoff block party. That is Sunday. And as you know, Ken Welch and his compatriots raised the flag in front of City Hall. It is a Pride Month. Support Pride. Fat Ham debuts at the American Stage Theater. It's a twist on a tale of power, betrayal, and the search for justice. Luna and the Warriors are going to be playing First Friday Seminole on June 6th, 6 to 9 p.m. in front of the Studio Movie Grill. Queer Warlord Jazz holiday dates are set October 16th through 19th. Incredible performances, R&R, Richard Braun, Rick Elliott, Tower of Power, so much more. And in between, CJH Experience will be hosting a free jazz jam with host Mark Feynman at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. They will also have a New Orleans Jazz Festival at Florida's Floridian Social. And then finally, at the Palladium, yet another CGH experience again and again in the fall. But the big event is October 16th through 19th. Please go to my Let's Go Guide and my LinkedIn to see my article on everything you need to know about the Clearwater Jazz Holidays. Inspired by Dolly, the mural exhibit showcases the work of street artists, an amazing local artist presentation. On June 14th, Cinetel presents Splash. Tarpon Arts Guild announces an exhibition, Summer Solstice, June 14th. Bad Out of Halloween, celebrating Meatloaf and Rocky Horror at the Nancy and David Bilheimer Capitol Theater, Thursday, October 16th, has been just announced. Articles Gallery, which is a wonderful gallery downtown, is showcasing spring floral artwork by artists Carol Stewart, Angela Warren, Henley Gottlieb, Steve Kenny. We love Steve Kenny. He's moved out of town, but his artwork is amazing and world famous. Stage Work Theater closes the season with Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. The Beach Theater is opening as well in June. That's going to be very excited. And downtown in St. Petersburg, Holly Rose Moore exhibits Divergent Specimen Ceramics at the Morian Center for the Clay. Lots of amazing music coming up. Let me read you some. Oh, my God, it's so amazing. So Dimit Sanchez, the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association fundraiser, will be at the Palladium on the 22nd of June. Please join us there. I'm very excited about it. As you know, Avenant Downing, Sounds of Healing. We'll be back in studio with Hiram Walker, who will be the headliner at the Al Downing Honors in July. What else is going on? Night Ranger June 6th, Bildhammer Capitol Theater, Old Dominion with Ernest. Saturday, June 7th, The Baycare Sound, Classic Albums Live, performs The Rolling Stone. June 13th, Exile on Main Street. June 18th, The Baycare Sound, Ramblin' Kitten Surprise. I have no idea what that's about. It sounds fun. John Anderson, The Band Geeks, performing Yes, Epics, Classics, and More. June 20th, Ruth Eckert Hall, The One, The Only, Ringo Starr, and the All-Star Band. June 21st, Baycare Sound, Slightly Stupid. Baycare Sound, June 27th, Ninja Kids. July 3rd, Ruth Eckert Hall, Wings Band on the Run, Classic Albums. July 10th, Bildhammer Capitol Theater, one of my favorites, a Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam. July 18th and 19th, Ruth Eckert Hall, Counting Crows. July 20th, The Baycare Sound, Brad Paisley. August 3rd, The Baycare Sound. More Classic Albums. August 15th, David Bowie, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Legend. Saturday, August 3rd, another Classic Albums Live. I love that the Ruth Eckert people do this. And here's one I can't wait to see. As Tropical, Sunday, August 24th, The Baycare Sound, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. August 31st, Ruth Eckert Hall, Scotty McCreery, Live in Concert, September 4th, on and on and on. I will tell you one of the shows that I'm most excited about, Alison Krauss in Union Station with special guest Willie Watson, September 27th, Baycare Sounds, and yes, Steve Martin, Martin Short have been rescheduled, two shows, 4 and 8, October 5th. To Dusty Trucks, October 12th, special guest Dwayne Best. At Janice Live, Dance Gavin Dance is going to be June 7th. So many things going on at the Palladium. Please look on the website. Let's go guide on what's happening on RadioSaintPete.com for all of that. Modest Mouse will be at Janice on June 10th. And Dunedin Pride is going on. So many things going on. Please go to the website to look that up. On June 2nd, Drag Queen Bingo. Sunday, June 1st. Pride Park Family Day, Pioneer Park, Pride Flag Raising, and so many more things. Ladies Pride Luau at the Honu Restaurant, Pride Art Show on the 5th, and Danina Goes Diva Gala on the 6th. All of the museums have fabulous shows, the Dolly, the James, the Museum of Fine Arts. Over at the Florida Craft Art, there's a new exhibit, 99 Bottles, definitely worth seeing. Coming up, so many things. The Linda Ronstadt Experience, June 28th, the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center, the Boss Project, Saturday, July 12th, at the same place, at the St. Pete Beach. Eugene Torres at the Sunshine City Comedy Club. Cody Woods is going to be at the Sunshine City Comedy Club. And Ginger Kelly as well in July. In St. Petersburg, Carnifex at Janice Live, July 1st. Deal Pulse, Janice Live, July 9th. Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton and the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, including Legally Blonde, which is going to be a youth musical performed this summer through the Bill Edwards Foundation. And then Ocean Alley, Janice Live, July 16th. The Common Ground, a new play by Maddie Holdway and Adam Lucas, will make its world premiere at the International Tampa Fringe Festival in June. It tells the story of Blair, a young woman who works in her family's suburban coffee shop and must figure out how to move forward towards a sustainable, fulfilling future after being hit with an earth-shattering loss. Tune in. I know that our friend Stephen Riordan's podcast, Big Broadway Energy, will be interviewing Trish Perry about the Tampa Fringe Festival. Go to www.tampafringe.org. American Craft Endeavors is happening at the Corey Avenue Market as well. I hope you'll join us all on June 12th. Tickets are going fast for Daniela Soledade and Nate Najjar. We will have 5 hours of jazz live interviews on Radio St. Pete from 1 to 5 o'clock, and then our big event at 6. Please go to the website on RadioSaintPete.com or our social. Get those tickets. It's a fabulous event, and it supports community radio, an all-volunteer effort where local music lives. Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM. So continuing our exploration of attractions and staycations, here are all the things on my list to check out this summer. The Seaside Bird Sanctuary in Indian Shores. Clearwater Marine Aquarium celebrating Oceans Day on June 7th. Tampa Bay Watch Discovery Center, Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park, Chihuly Collections presented by the Morian Arts Center, the Dolly, Evander Preston in St. Pete Beach, Fairgrounds St. Pete, Floridorama, Great Explorations Children's Museum, Imagine Museum, the James Museum, the Museum of Fine Arts St. Petersburg, Saltwater Gallery, the Art Walk for Arts Alliance on the second Saturday of every month. The Beach Theater is opening this month. Please join us at Freefall Theater for an immersive experience. You love our friend Matthew McGee. He is doing amazing things. St. Petersburg City Theater and the Zubrick Magic Theater. So there's so much to do. Please get off your couch and support local arts, culture, theater, music, nightlife. Go downtown, go to Safety Harbor, go to Dunedin, go to the beach. But whatever you do, get going. For Radio St. Pete, Weekend with Iser, this is your host, Nanette Weiser. Aloha.